好，感谢主，愿你们都能够平安。
Thank the Lord, peace be with you all.
我们开始的一天，我们还是在祷告，我们等候，我们仰望，我们倚靠。
Before we start, shall we bow our head and then we will wait for Him, hope in Him, and trust in Him.
亲爱的主，清晨的早晨，蒙爱的儿女，我们能够聚在一起，来到你宝座的跟前。
Dear Lord, on this morning, your beloved children are gathered before your throne.
主啊，真是巴不得开我们里面的眼睛，属灵的眼睛。
Lord, if only you could open our inner spiritual eyes.
我们看见主仍然坐在高高的宝座上。
So we could see that our Lord continues to be enthroned on high.
看见你的荣耀，珍贵。
We could see your honor and your glory.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军的耶和华。
Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts.
愿你的荣耀充满全地，愿你的荣耀今天能够充满在我们的中间。
Let your glory fill the whole earth. Let your glory fill in the midst of us.
万王之王，万主之主，可称颂的都有全能的神，敬拜你，赞美你。
We worship you and we praise you, for you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only Sovereign, the Blessed One.
我们一起等候，一起仰望你。
Together we wait for you and we hope in you.
讲的，翻译的，需要你。
The speaker and the translator do need you.
在这里聆听你话语的，也需要你的灵。
But also everyone who is listening to you also need your spirit.
愿你的灵在哪里，哪里得到释放、自由。
Let your where your spirit is, there there is liberty.
我们讲的、翻译的需要你的灵的释放，所有在这里的也都需要你圣灵来释放我们，让我们自由。
He who speaks, he who translates, needs you to set our spirit free, but also those who are listening here. Lord, release us.
主啊，捆绑应当捆绑的，也释放应当释放的。
Lord, bind that which is to be bound and release that which is to be released.
感谢主，仰望你，我们知道所有的泉源都在你的里面，所以我们等候你。
We thank you and we lift up our hearts to you. We know that all the springs are in you. So here we simply wait on you.
主，求你怜悯你无用的仆人。
Lord,
给他口才，给他恩典，给他胆量。
Lord,
他刚强的灵。
Lord, have mercy upon your unprofitable servant. Grant him this utterance, grace, and this spirit of power.
主啊，我们知道神的国不在于不独在乎言语，在乎你的权能，你的 power。
Lord, we know that the kingdom of God is not in words, but in your power.
我们需要你这样一个能力。
We do need your might.
我们需要你的恩典。
And we need your grace.
需要你的同在。
We need your presence.
给你仆人有口才。讲得清楚，讲得明白。
Give your servant this utterance so he can make it clear.
也给我们的姊妹能够翻译得清楚。
And also, grant our sister who can translate clearly.
我们要为着所有在这里聆听你话语的弟兄和姊妹们，也给他们一个谦卑的灵，一起来领受你所栽种的道。
Also grant all the brothers and sisters who are listening here of this word being implanted in their heart with me.
主，我们等候仰望依靠你。
Lord, we simply look in upon you and we wait for you.
但愿你今天早晨在我们的中间，你得到荣耀，你喜乐，你得到荣耀。
Lord, may this morning you will be glorified and you will feel joyful in the midst of us.
让我们所有神的儿女们都能够蒙福今天早晨。
So that all of your children will be blessed as well this morning.
但愿是平安的主 与我们同在。
May the Lord of peace be with us.
祷告祈求是耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们来读三处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, shall we read three passages?
第一处是在《生命记》第四章第三十四到三十六。
First, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 34 to 36.
《生命记》第四章第三十四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 34.
神何曾从彼得国中将一国的人民领出来，用试验、神迹、奇事、征战、大能的手伸出来的膀臂，并大可畏的事，向耶和华你们的神在埃及，在你们眼前为你们所行的一切事呢？
Deuteronomy 4:34. Or did God ever try to go and take for himself a nation from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes?
我想这里很清楚，这里说神，从来也没有把一国的民，这就是说以色列民从另外一个国家，我想这就是最古老的埃及的国家中，把他们拯救出来，然后呢，带领他们经过那个大而可怕的旷野，用什么七件事，弟兄姊妹记得，试验、神迹，第三件事启示，第四件事征战。第五件事，大患难的时候伸出来的膀臂，还有最后一件事，并大可畏的事。感谢主。
It says very clearly here, or did God ever try to go and take for himself a nation, which is Israel, from the midst of another nation, which is Egypt, and led them through the great and terrible wilderness by seven things? Please do remember these.One, by trials, two, by signs, three, by wonders, four, by war, five, by a mighty hand, six, by an outstretched arm, that's seven, by great terrors. Thank the Lord.
就像埃及一样，因为他们都知道他们怎么能够出埃及的，十个神迹，最后的一声神，我不要解释了，羔羊的血，他们都出来了，离开埃及了。
Just as when they were in Egypt, they were delivered because of the last plague. I don't need to explain much further, but it's through the blood of the Lamb.
第三十五节，这是要显给你们看，要你们知道什么？唯有耶和华，他是神，除他以外，再没有别的神。
Verse 35, to you it was shown that you might know that the Lord himself is God. There is none other beside him.
因为在这里摩西在此提醒他们，警告他们，你们进到了那个流来与灭之地，你们千万不要把这位神忘记掉了。
So here Moses reminds Israelites again thatand also warns them that once you enter into the land flowing with milk and honey, do not forget your God.
他们样样都有了，一样都不缺，丰盛的不得了，把这位耶和华神忘记了。
Yet after they had everything, they lacked nothing. They did forget this, the Lord.
我想这一段主要就是这样的提醒警戒。
So this passage is, with this warning and with this admonition.
好，待会我们还会有一些解释。现在我们来再读第二次诗篇三十三篇。
We will elaborate more later on this point, but now let's turn to Psalm 33.
33:18。18-22。耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人，要救他们的命，脱离死亡，并使他们在饥荒中存活。 这个饥荒也可以包括今天我们在这些瘟疫灾祸的中间，我们能够存活。Verse
18, Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. We could say this famine also includes today's pestilence or virus pandemic.
27. 我们的心向来顺服耶和华，他是我的帮助，我们的盾牌，我们的心必靠他欢喜感谢主。Our
soul waits for the Lord; He is our help, and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in Him. Praise the Lord.
好，最后我们读一处《使徒行传》。Lastly,
we will read a passage from Acts.
二十章十七节，我们不全部念了，我稍微念几节。We
will not read the whole passage, just we will choose few verses here.
我想我们现在念一念，等会我会再解释了。
I will read them later. I will explain them to you.
但是弟兄姊妹，请注意我所念的。
But brothers and sisters, please pay attention to what I will be reading.
17节。Verse 17. 保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。From
Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church.
我们跳过来念21节。And
now we drop down to verse 21.
又对犹太人和希腊人证明，当向神悔改，信靠我们主耶稣基督。Testifying
to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
22. 现在我要往耶路撒冷去，心非常的迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵。 在过程里向我指证说，有捆锁、患难等待我，我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完了我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的，这是证明神恩惠的福音。
Verse 22, And see now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，你特别要注意，我们常常忽略了，这是保罗第四次的宣教的路程。Brothers
and sisters, we often forget this, that this is when Paul was in his fourth missionary trip.
因为他觉得他自己路还没有走完，当 他的路还没走完，打的仗他还没打完，守信的道他还没有守住，所以他结束的还有一次的，就是第四次的，这个宣教的那一个路程。Because
at this time Paul felt that he had not finished his race, he had not fought the good fight, he had not kept the faith yet, so he continued with this fourth missionary trip.
这是神非常清楚指示他的，圣灵指示他的。
Yet the Holy Spirit has clearly indicated this to Paul. So Paul knew very clearly that he would go back to Jerusalem and eventually he would go to Rome and to finish his testimony for the Lord.
我们知道在这一段路程中我们看见有七个神迹随着保罗的。今天没有时间同你们交通，只是给你们回去做的驾客，你们去找一找。第四次有七个神迹一直跟随保罗在耶路撒冷一直到罗马。
In this fourth missionary trip, there were seven miracles, signs that accompanied Paul, which I will not go into detail, but I will leave it for your homework.
好，最后我们看二十一节。Now
we will read verse 21.
21章。
Chapter 21. Verse 11. 到了我们这里，就拿保罗的腰带捆上他自己的手脚。
圣灵说的，犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人手里。我们和本地的人听见这话，都苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。保罗说：“你们为什么这样痛苦呢？使我心碎呢？我为着主耶稣基督的名，不但被人捆绑，就是死在那里，死在耶路撒冷。”
我也愿意的。保罗既然不听劝，我们便住了口，只说愿神的旨意能够成就。Chapter 21, verses 11 to 14. When Paul had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." Now, when we heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, "The will of the Lord be done." Because Paul knew it very clearly that this is the will of God and which shall be brought to pass.
好，感谢主，这是我第三讲大而可怕的旷野。Praise
the Lord, this is my third sharing with you regarding this great and terrible wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，还记得我们八月份我同弟兄姊妹交通第二次大而可怕的旷野，你们还记得吧？
Brothers and sisters, do you still recall what I shared in August on this great and terrible wilderness?
我就是用诗篇二十二篇、诗篇二十三篇、诗篇二十四篇来对照我们三个阶段。一个我们是因信称义，我们的灵得救，这是第一个阶段；第二个阶段，我们魂的得救，我们成圣，这是第二个阶段。 我们用这个诗篇二十三篇，然后呢，我又用诗篇第二十四篇，刚刚好对照我们第三个阶段，那就是我们不管你是被主进去也好，主来也好，我们的身体要蒙救赎，身体要得救，我们要进到永远的荣耀里去，三个阶段。
Do you remember I used that Psalms 22, 23, 24, and these three psalms correspond to the three stages of our salvation. The first stage is the justification. That is the salvation of our spirit. And the second stage is the sanctification, that is the salvation of our soul. And the third stage is the redemption of our body. And whether you are dead or alive, the Lord will deliver us into his glorious kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有思想？这是非常非常正确，非常非常合适的三个阶段。
Brothers and sisters, do you consider that this comparison is very apt regarding our salvation?
我今天可能还有点补充，特别是中间的一段，那就是诗篇二十三篇，同我们在大而可怕的旷野获得得救成圣，我们有一点补充。
Today, I would like just to add a few more notes regarding the second stage of this sanctification, salvation of our soul as we go through this great and terrible wilderness.
感谢主，我想我们第一个阶段，我们都知道，我们因信称义，我们的灵得救了。我们怎么得救的？我们怎么因信称义的？罗马书第四章二十五节讲得非常的清楚。保罗最后在第四章他怎么讲的他教给人就是主耶稣教给人是因我们的什么过犯他复活呢是什么是我们能够称义对不对因信称义领得救
The first stage is the justification by faith that is the salvation of our spirit.As it said very clearly in Romans chapter 4, that he is delivered because of our offenses, and he is raised because of our justification.
他为什么要受这么大的苦，受这么受苦，为了什么？就是为着我们，拯救我们，叫我们能够因信称义，对不对？不被定罪。
Isn't it right that why is it that our Lord has to go through such affliction, go through such curses, so that it's simply because that he wants to justify us, that our spirit could be saved, and by faith we are justified before him.
这不就是诗篇二十二篇的吗？
And isn't this Psalm 22?
他受这么大的苦。在十字架上遍体鳞伤惨不忍睹啊主耶稣在十字架上受的那种严刑啊刑罚。
In Psalm 22, we see that our Lord was hung on the cross and the whole body covered with wound, so horrific that it's hard to look at, and he was so tortured.
是为了什么？为了我们的过犯。叫我们能够称义，对不对？
For our transgression, so that we could be justified, right?
我想主耶稣所以道成肉身来到地上，不但在十字架上受苦，他就是为了要成全神永远的旨意、永远的计划。他一来到地上，33年半都在那里受苦。
The Lord Jesus, the very Word that became flesh.And he came to the world and he suffered all this affliction for the whole 33 years is simply for us.
你看看他30年他在那里做什么做木匠的儿子劳动阶级流汗才能够糊口的对不对这就是他的苦难30年。
For the first 30 years as our Lord was the carpenter, so he...was one of the working classes, and he labored, he toiled, he sweated in order to eat bread, and this is our Lord.
然后呢，3年半的时间，你看看他受了多少的苦，除了十字架钉死的时候。
Now, for the last 3.5 years, besides the crucifixion, how much suffering he has been through?
你看有一次他这个应该在马太福音吧他行了好几个神迹结果一个文士对主耶稣说主啊 你无论到哪里去，我要跟随你，我要做你的门徒。结果主耶稣给他泼了一盆冷水，怎么对他讲的？无力有动，飞鸟有窝，人子没有枕头的地方，你要跟随我吗？你要做一个 homeless people， 连晚上都没有地方睡觉的。哎呀，你想想这个文字还会跟随主耶稣吧？主耶稣就是这么受苦的。
I think it's recorded in Matthew, that at one time after our Lord has performed all the many, many miracles, one of the scribes trying to follow our Lord, and our Lord said, you want to follow me? Foxes have holes, the birds of the skies have nests, yet the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. If you want to follow me, you have to be a homeless person. You see how much suffering our Lord experienced.
哎呀，打我走的时候，受到那些法利赛人的攻击、污蔑、嘲笑。哎呀，太多太多受苦的事了。
Now this is how he dampened the spirits of the scribe, and also our Lord was mocked.Was cheered by all the scribes and Pharisees.
感谢主，他教给人是应做，承认我的过犯。
So thank the Lord, he was delivered off because of the transgressions of yours and mine.
叫我们能够脱离埃及，对不对？刚刚我们念的《生命记》第四章提到了，我们能够离开埃及。
Deliver us.Out of Egypt, as we just read in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
我们可以得到自由，得到释放。
Now we are free. We have been released, set free.
我想这个法老王是就是代表着撒旦魔鬼的。
And I believe Pharaoh represents Satan, the devil.
他怎么样的奴役以色列百姓。
How he has taken captive the Israelites.
我们以前都是一样。
And we were just like those Israelites before.
我们以前都是在撒旦的权势底下，在黑暗的权势底下，没有自由。
We were once all under the dominion of Satan, of darkness, and we had no freedom.
感谢主，我们是这羔羊的血，他们怎么出来的？那一天晚上，傍晚，对不对？他们离开了埃及。就是因为这个被杀的羔羊逾越节的那个无瑕无耻羔羊的血，他们离开了。
We thank the Lord, Israelites left Egypt because the blood of the lamb. On that twilight, they left Egypt because of the blood of the lamb, which is spotless without any blemish.
哥林多前书第五十章。第五十五节有一段非常宝贝的就是保罗在哥林多前书十五章讲到复活，最后他讲怎么讲的，死啊死啊，你的祷告在哪里？死啊，你的得胜的权势在哪里？死的祷告是什么？罪，罪的权势什么？就是律法。接下来他说，感谢神协助我们主耶稣基督，我们得胜了，我们脱离了死和罪的那一个律，我们释放了，感谢神。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 speaking of resurrection, and there we read a passage so very precious. He says that, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have all been made overcomers. We all left Egypt out of the law of the sin and death.
这是第一个阶段。第二个阶段我们就知道，刚刚《生命记》第十章讲得很清楚，我们就要经过那个大恶。
Now that's the first stage of our salvation, and now we enter into the second stage, which is spelled out so clearly in Deuteronomy 4. Now we're going through this great and terrible wilderness.
这一段感谢神，就是诗篇二十三篇。
And this stage corresponds to Psalm 23. Praise the Lord.
我们曾经上一次读过《生命记》第八章，这个这里三次提到说要试验你们，苦练你们，还要管教你们，最终呢叫你们谦卑下来，让你们能够蒙福的，终究叫你们得福的，我们要得到大的福啊。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8, which we read last time, three times the Lord said to humble you. The Lord is going to try you, humble you, and to chasten you, but in the end, to do you good.
为什么这一段路上次讲的是最漫长的？我们要受很多的苦，因为神要试炼我们，苦练我们，要让我们谦卑下来，因为知道我们的那个个性，我们那个天性。 我们自己的生命，我们的肉体，我们的骄傲，我们的自大，是最难最难对付的，需要一段很长的时间，这就是大而可怕的旷野。
Why is this stage taking so much time? Because as going through the terrible and great wilderness, because the Lord has to deal with ourselves, our flesh, our arrogance, our pride, and this all requires a lot of work on the part of the Lord.
我想我不相信你们都知道了摩西的整个经历，他经过了80年了，哎呀，他的骄傲，他的自大，还没有彻底的解决。
I don't need to go into the detail, but you do know that as to Moses, he had to go through 80 years of wilderness training to deal with his arrogance, his pride, and also his conceit.
他为什么不能进到流奶与蜜之地？最后在米利巴水的时候，哎呀，他又骄傲起来了，他又发脾气了。我们都知道，我不详细讲。
Why did Moses end up not being able to enter the land of Canaan? Because at the water of Meribah, Moses again became proud and began to be conceited. So he scolded the Israelites. That's why he was not allowed to enter the land.
你看看雅各，雅各差不多也有六七十年的时间了，最后他到了130岁啊，他在服着杖敬拜神呢，在谦卑下来的。And
it took Jacob 60, 70 years toward the very end of his life at 147 years old. He finally submitted himself to God and worshiped God, leaning on the staff, worshiping God on bed.
兄姊妹，我们的当然也是一样，我已经68年了，在大而可怕的旷野，我上次提到了，可能你们中间很多人已经30、40年、40、50年，我们还在这条路上，为什么我们神要我们成圣，要我们的魂得救，我们可以进到流奶与蜜之地，就是基督一切的丰盛了，这是最大的福。
Now, as to myself, I am in my 80s, and it has been taking me 68 years to journey in this wilderness. And likewise, some of you have been journeying 30, 40, 50 years, because that's exactly how much it might take to lead us into the land of fullness, to reach a pan. The sanctification, the salvation of our soul.
我们能够有资格，我们配能够得到这么大的恩典，得到大的福，就是将来我们身体的时候，我们要进到荣耀里去。
So in the end, we're all qualified, worthy of such great blessings, that is the redemption of our body, and we shall all enter into glory.
但是感谢主，虽然是大而可怕的旷野，我上次也用了《生命记》第八章，我也好像同弟兄姊妹看了以西米记的第九章。哎呀，虽然是大而可怕的旷野，但是给我们看见神有玛拿，神中磐石里的活水，哎呀，叫我们一无所缺啊，在大而可怕的旷野。 这不就是诗篇二十三篇第一节吗？对不对？他在那里说，耶和华是我的牧者，我一无所缺，我一无所需要啊！感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, I remember last time I mentioned Nehemiah and also Deuteronomy, that even though we go through this terrible wilderness, the Lord has been feeding us with manna, with this living water from the flint. And isn't this corresponding to Psalm 22, verse 1? The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
对不对？一无所缺，怎么和你会一无所缺的？这个尼希米记第九章二十一节讲得非常的清楚，他怎么讲呢？这个四十年在旷野，耶和华养育他们，所以他们就一无所缺。什么叫养育？哎呀，中文翻得好，养育，英文就是sustains， 就是供应你一切的需要。旷野四十年，供应你一切的需要。中文的翻译呢，养育就像父母抱他的孩子一样，吃奶的时候抱在怀里一样，看见吗？所以我们一无所缺，这就是诗篇二十三篇的第一句。
Last time we read in Nehemiah chapter 9:21, the Lord sustains all Israelites. And how did the Lord provide for them so that they lack nothing like parents? They hold their children. So the Lord provides them with manna, water, and everything. And this is how, as said in Psalm 23, the Lord is our shepherd. We lack nothing. We have no want.
我们感谢主，脚也没有种种，衣服也没有穿破，还有个，他用火柱，他用云柱，还有在那里带领我们，还有良善的灵教导我们，看见吗？这就是我们今天在旷野里面，你还害怕吗？
So just thank the Lord because he has sustained us and our clothes did not wear on us and our feet did not swell. On top of that, we have this good spirit leading us and we are led during the day by the pillar of clouds and night. By the fire. So this is our Lord. Are you still afraid of going through this great and terrible wilderness?
我们刚刚念的生命记第四章，还有神迹啊、奇事啊、大能的手啊、伸出来的膀臂啊、试验啊，这个，哎呀，你更不害怕了，对不对？神迹奇事随着我们。你有没有念过马可福音第十六章？当然，这一段经文有人说。这是最古卷里面没有这一段的，就是讲到这个受信而受死的必然得救，不信的人必然定罪。接下来他怎么讲？信的人必定有神及其事随着他们。感谢主。
We thank the Lord that just as in Deuteronomy chapter 4, the Lord used miracles, signs, the stretch out arm and a mighty hand, all these seven things lead Israelites. And then in New Testament, Luke 16, although some people say that this part is not included in the manuscript, but there we read that he who believes and is and baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And those who believe in the Lord, these signs shall follow them.
感谢主，我六十八年的旷野，不知道有多少的神迹奇事随着我，不是我去求的。你也是一样。我想我们经过这个大而可怕，也不管你三十年、四十年，一定。有很多的神迹奇事它随着我们的，对不对？我们不是灵恩教会，我们不是看重这些灵恩。
Now thanks the Lord that as to me, all these 68 years, I have experienced so many miracles and signs. The same with you, whether you believe in the Lord for 30, 40 years, these signs simply accompany us. Although we are not Pentecostal churches, and we do not emphasize on these miraculous things.
我们敬拜主，赞美主。 所以大而可怕的旷野可怕不可怕？ 我们看来，就像刚刚我们唱的诗歌一样， 我们的魂可以安歇，可以平安， 不需要害怕的。
So just as the hymn we sang that it is well with my soul, we don't need to fret or be afraid. We don't ask for these signs or miracles, but they will definitely accompany us when we go through this great and terrible wilderness.
我们曾经读过《生命记》第八章十五节那里有一段话说，他苦练我们，试炼我们。前面有一段话说， 我们经过这个，为什么这个旷野是大而可怕的呢？有什么？有火蛇，还有蝎子，哎呀，所以可怕就可怕在有火蛇，还有蝎子，还有干旱无水之地嘛，所以可怕嘛，对不对？
Why is this wilderness dreadful, just as in Deuteronomy chapter 8, that we read, in this wilderness you will see fiery serpents, scorpions, and a dry land without water. And this is why it's terrifying.
什么是蛇？什么是蝎子？ 当然是撒旦魔鬼，空中掌权的那些小鬼邪灵嘛，对不对？
What are fiery serpents? They are Satan, they are the prince of the power of the air, and those minions of Satan.
这个彼得前书第五章最后，他也提醒我们嘛，应当把一切的忧虑都献给神嘛，因为他顾念我们嘛。接下来他说，你们要谨慎持守，精心祷告，因为撒旦
Doesn't Peter also remind us in 1 Peter chapter 5 that we should cast our care upon God, for he cares for us? And then we need to be vigilant, to be sober, because the devil, your adversary, walks about like roaring iron, trying to seek those he might devour. So this is the serpent, this is the devil.
但是不要忘掉《路加福音》第十章那一段话。
But at the same time, let us not forget in Luke chapter 10.
他怎么讲的？ 神差遣74个人嘛，就出去宣教嘛，对不对？我们都知道。 后来他们回来了嘛，哎呀，高兴得不得了，他说，这个鬼，都顺从了我们，服从了我们，所以他们非常的高兴。
Now, this is the passage about our Lord sending out 70 people to preach the gospel, and after they came back, they were so joyful, because even demons were subject to them.
结果主耶稣怎么对他们讲的？主耶稣说，你们看， 哎呀，看见天上像闪电一样，撒旦被摔下来了。接下来他说，我要把这个权柄啊，遣大蛇和蝎子，给你们权柄能够遣大蛇和蝎子，又给你们胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么可以害你们的，看见吧。 蛇和蝎子是什么？你要怕不怕？不要怕，我已经给你们权柄啊，可以遣散他们的，又给你们的能力啊，能够胜过他们的。
Then what did our Lord say to them? He said that he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, but Jesus said that I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So why should be afraid? Because God has given us all the power, all the authority to overcome them.
没有什么可以害你害我的，感谢主。
Praise the Lord, for there is nothing that can harm you and me.
我们的头发主都数，我们的神都数过了，我想他不是随便的说错的，是真的，我们每一根头发掉在地上都经过他的允许，他不允许我们连一根头发，你看过我头发就落到多少，他都是神所允许的，感谢神。
And thanks, I thank God that he says that every hair of our head has been numbered without his permission. None of those hairs will fall to the ground. Look at me, I've lost so much hair, but this is all allowed by God.
弟兄姊妹，那你要说了，这是给宣教士的允许了，我们又不是宣教士。弟兄姊妹，你我都是宣教士啊。广义的讲，我们都是的，你记得吧？主耶稣在加利利山上有5个这个弟兄啊，还有使徒啊，聚在一起，他怎么讲的？天上地下所有的权柄都给了我，所以你们要去啊，去使万民做我的门徒啊。这是对，不但是对使徒讲的，也是对5个弟兄姊妹讲的。我们今天都是宣教士，广义的讲，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, you might say, well, this is the promise made for the missionaries, but we, broadly speaking, are all missionaries, because in Matthew 28, the Lord has said that all the authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, we should go and make disciples of all the nations. So this promise is not just made for the disciples, for the 500 plus brothers and sisters in Galilee. It's really to all of us.
你去看看哥林多前书第九章不是讲得很清楚吗？保罗讲我传福音怎么讲？我没有什么可夸的，对不对？我不传福音怎么样？我有祸了。我若是甘心传，我就可以得到奖赏。不甘心传呢，责任已经托付了你，托付了我，我们都有这个责任，我们都有这个使命，要去传福音，不传福音就有祸了。所以你看看，我们不都是宣教士吗？
Now doesn't First Corinthians 9 tells us that Paul says, if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me, and yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. If I do this willingly, I would have a reward. If I do this against my will, the stewardship, this responsibility, this mission has already been entrusted to all of us. So we are missionary.
所以感谢主，我们还怕什么大而可怕的旷野？虽然很长这段时间。虽然会经过很多的苦难、试炼、苦练，我们最终我们可以谦卑，我们有资格，我们可以能够进到那个荣耀里去，是不是？
If that's so, why should we be afraid of this great and terrible wilderness? Even though the journey of this wilderness might be very long, and we might go through a lot of afflictions. But in the end, we will be qualified. Is it worthy to enter into the glory?
刚刚我为什么要念使徒行传？我已经稍微解释了一下。这是他第四次，这个他的宣教的路程，对不对？有10个神迹啊，随着他，我们感谢我们的神。今天我们也是一样，神迹奇事要随着我们。
Why did I read the passages in Acts? We just thank the Lord that these 7 miracles and wonders accomplished Paul. So likewise, today, the miracles and signs also accompany us as we go through the wilderness.
我们知道这个保罗是什么时候得救的，悔改认识主的。我想他大概差不多36、37岁，对不对？
When Paul was 36 and 37 years old, he repented and he was saved. He came to know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知道他的得救不简单的。
Brothers and sisters, you know that it's not easy for Paul to be saved.
你知道他是大树人吗？他当时从大树来的吗？
You know he is from Tarsus.
你要知道大树是个不得了的一个城市啊！哎呀，就像今天的波士顿都是高等学府啊，他们的哲学，哎呀，这个亚历山大根本不能与他比的，就是雅典也不能与他比的。哎呀，保罗在哪里？你要知道，今天来讲，他最少有三个 PhD 呀、啊。他不但是一个政治家，他不但是一个宗教家，他也是一个哲学家。
You know that Tarsus is a marvelous place, very much like Boston today, replete with all the higher education institutions. And for Paul, at least he would possess three PhDs, so not only is he a politician, he is a man of philosophy, also a man of religion. He is simply quite a standout.
他是非常有名的，这个大树有很多有名望的人，出名的人啊。
And Tarsus is much better than Alexander, and also Athens. So Paul is very famous there, a very prominent figure.
那里还有拉比，你知道什么？叫拉比嘛、就是宗教里面的教师嘛、那里都有拉比的学员，他在那里也得到了、这个 PhD。
And we know in Tarsus there are many rabbis, and rabbis are religious teachers, and it is right there where Paul got his doctorate.
所以你看看大树出来的人都是骄傲都不得了，把自己看得不知道有多高的一个人呢、啊。
So you see, people from Tarsus could not be even more proud because they high esteem themselves, very proud.
你想这样一个人容易得救吗？为什么神主耶稣最后向谁显明呢、啊？显露这个显现出来，就是保罗是最后一个，对不对？你去看《哥林多前书》十五章，第一个是谁啊？基法。主耶稣复活以后，第一个从门向门徒显现、使徒显现的就是基法。为什么？我们都知道，基法这个三次不认主啊，哎呀，跌到了头破血流啊，连自己他都灰心了，觉得自己没有不能再做主的门徒了。后来他不是去打鱼了吗？对不对？
Can a person like Paul easily be saved? No. And that's why when you read 1 Corinthians 5, the Lord at last has to appear to Paul. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, who is the first person to be saved? Cephas. Cephas, Peter was a fisherman, but even so, he fell miserably, and three times he denied the Lord, and toward the end, he simply gave up and went fishing. So the Lord
has... 他自己都失望了，但是感谢主。哥林多前书十三章讲到爱，最后一句话，怎么讲？爱是永不止息的爱，激发也爱你。爱我，永远不会止息的，感谢神。
So even Peter himself was disappointed at him, at himself. So, thank the Lord that in 1 Corinthians 13, we know that love never fails. This is with this love, this kind of love that the Lord loves you and he loves me.
我们会不信他，他不会不信我们。我们会离弃他，他不会离弃我们。我们会的否认他，他不会否认我们。我们会的期望，他对我们不会的期望。这是阿嘎贝的爱。
Because this is simply agape love, we might be disappointed at ourselves, we might give up on ourselves, but this will never be on the part of the Lord. He will never leave us, and he will never disappoint us. is simply.
所以我们看见第一个是向基法，最后个向谁显露啊？他主保罗讲就是我们，对不对？最后第二个是谁啊？是基反嘛，对不对？以后就他不再向任何人显现了，这个显现就是你肉眼可以看见的。所以今天若有人做见证说，哎呀，我昨天看见了我们的复活的主啊，完全是吹牛，这是假见证，不可能的。保罗是最后的一个，我讲的就是你肉眼的看见了，所以保罗看见了那个荣耀的主，他的眼睛就瞎掉了，对不对？
Now, this is why the Lord has to appear to all these weak people. The first one, Cephas, and Paul is the very last one. The one before Paul is Stephen. So when I say God, the Lord appears to all these people, I mean God, Jesus let them see him in the flesh with their physical eyes. So today, if anyone says, he has seen the Lord physically, that person is simply bluffing. That's impossible. Because all of these people have to be able to see the Lord in the flesh so that they will be able to go through this wilderness.
这是最后的一个保罗，所以当然我们灵里面每一天我们都可能见到主的荣耀。我讲的不是这个，我讲的是肉眼看见。
Of course, today everyone could see the Lord in the spirit, but this is not what I've been talking about. What I said is to actually see Christ physically with your eyes.
所以感谢神。这个路加福音二十二章说，撒旦要塞你们，像塞麦子一样。但是主耶稣怎么对彼得讲？但是我已经为你祷告，当你回头过来，你还要坚固你的弟兄啊！感谢主，我们不要紧，撒旦要塞我们，我们不要怕，主耶稣在那里为我们祷告。
Just as in Luke 22。The Lord Jesus says that Satan is trying to sift you as sifting grains, but this is said to Peter, and he says that after you have been restored, established your brethren, we thank the Lord, we don't have to be afraid, even though Satan is trying to sift us, but we have our Lord Jesus Christ, who has been interceding, has been praying for us.
感谢主，大而可怕的旷野还可怕吧？
Praise the Lord. Is this a great and terrible wilderness still being terrifying to you?
虽然有狮子，虽然有火蛇，我们不怕。
Even though he has scorpions, it has fiery serpents, but we are not scared.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们所遇到的是什么？今天的 virus。就是蛇，就是火蛇，就是蝎子啊！那这是可怕的。那这个我们都知道，美国已经死掉了多少人呢？美国已经这个死掉了有22万人呢，22万人呢。据说到明年2月份，美国还要加一倍呀、啊，还要死掉20万呢，不得了啊！这是蛇。是另外一种蛇，另外一种蝎子啊，就是瘟疫。
Brothers and sisters, what is the serpent or scorpion today? It is the pandemic, and pandemic is another form of serpents or scorpions. Just in the U.S. today, we have lost more than 220,000 people, and it is estimated that.By next year's January, the number will be doubled. So it's quite amazing. This is today's serpents. This is today's scorpions.
你知道全球啊，全世界已经死掉多少人了？全世界已经死掉110万人了，110万人了。哎呀，多少人死掉啊？不得了。
Do you know how many people have lost their lives worldwide? 110 1.1 million is simply remarkable.
你知道美国有多少人感染这个病呢？八百万人呢。
And how many people in the U.S. have contracted this virus? It's over 8 million people.
全世界有多少人感染呢？四千万呢。哎呀，这个数字你要数一数啊，很难数啊，多少位啊？四千万。
And how many people worldwide have contracted this virus? 40 million people. Can you even count all these zeros?
所以这是今天的时候和时子啊，瘟疫、刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫，还有什么？还有野兽要杀害地上四分之一的人呢、啊？这是启示录第六章给我们看见三年半的大灾难。
And this is just like Revelation chapter 6 says, during the 3.5 years of tribulation, we will see sword and also a famine, plague, virus, and wild beasts. All these will kill 1/4 of the population of the world.
所以这个是自私，弟兄姊妹，你怕不怕？
Brothers and sisters,Are you terrified of all the scorpions and serpents?
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要学 Donald Trump, 我们的总统先生呢。
Brothers and sisters, let's not learn from our president, Mr. Donald Trump.
我不是从政治立场来讲他的，我是从属灵的立场。你要叫我选举的话，我还是情愿选 Donald Trump。我不会选这个 Biden， 为什么？他是个 liberal 的，对不对？所以我是从属灵的角度讲我们的总统先生，我们要好好的为他祷告。
I'm not speaking of our president from a political perspective. Instead, it is from a spiritual perspective. If you ask me as to whom to choose for our president, I probably will still vote for him. There is something that we should not learn from him.
这个，你看他这次也感染了 virus 了嘛，对不对？
Even though I will vote for Trump because I will not vote for Biden, he's simply because he's a liberal. Now we see our president has contracted this virus also this time.
他在医院里有三天的时间嘛，他也还在那里办公嘛，对不对？
He stayed in hospital for 3 days and still work during this illness.
他讲了一些话，他怎么讲的？他说我这次好像在学功课，这个在 learn something 呢，他对不对？我想他一定学的功课的就是说。要谦卑下来了，对不对？不要再那样的骄傲，看自己像一个Superman 一样的，这个一点这个 virus 不会传染给我的，所以他口罩也不戴，他也不注意这个所谓的 social distancing， 对不对？
He made some remarks that I thought he would be humbled because of this illness.Will not act any longer like a Superman without wearing masks and also not keeping social distancing.
他应该真正的学到功课的，不要再那么骄傲。我是 number one， 你看他一天到晚把这个大拇指竖起来，对不对？
I thought he had learned something and he would not be as proud as before. You know, we often see him.Put his phone up, being so conceited.
哎呀，这个美国的 great 是我，是他 great， 是他 rich， 是他 strong 的，都是他好像。
And claiming that he would make America strong and great again, it's all because of him.
他忘掉了这个我们的开国的这个总统华盛顿。In God we trust， 对不对？
He has simply forgotten what the founding father of this country President Washington, who said that in God we trust.
他是相信自己的。
Donald Trump simply believes in himself.
啊，这是他学的功课，是什么功课呢？是相反的。哎呀，他的学的功课就是 virus 根本不可怕。他说你们不要怕。他说这个不要被这个 virus 这个 dominate。就是你的生活啊都被他控制了。
One lesson he learned is a totally opposite lesson because he says that do not be afraid of this virus and do not be dominated by it.
不受它的影响啊，不要受它的影响。
You should not be impacted by it.
他还要说我马上要穿一件 shirt， 这个衣服啊，就是 Superman， 他真是 Superman， 你看三天医院里出来了，现在。
He even said that I will put on a Superman shirt, and truly he seems to be a Superman because he stayed in hospital for only 3 days, and now he acts just like a normal one.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不能学他。
Brothers and sisters, let us not learn from him whatsoever.
我们在这次的 virus， 我们千万不能忽略。千万不能大意。
Let us not be cavalier and also be negligent in this during this virus.
一定要注意，我们要戴口罩，一定要注意这个 distancing.
We have to be careful to wear masks and pay attention to social distancing.
感谢主，我们知道你们以色列已经开放了。有第三个礼拜了嘛？这当然我们都需要有一个起头啊。
I thank the Lord. I know that Islam Church has reopened meetings for about 3 months. 3 months. And we do need a beginning to start this opening.
每个地区都不一样嘛，对不对？我们开放了一半，就是早晨我们纪念主，我们开放了，其他我们都没有开放。有些教会根本没有开放，我上个礼拜去了 Prince， 他们到现在还没有计划要开放。有些教会呢开放了又关掉了，因为有人又感染了，所以我们一定要注意，我们不要大意啊。
We know that each area is different. So as to Morris Point, we are sort of half open. We only open the meetings for breaking bread. And last week I went up, I shared my message in Queens. They have not opened up their church meetings yet. And as to other places, even though they have opened up their meetings and then closed them again. But all in all, we just don't want to be reckless and never to become negligent.
所以我们绝对不能大意。我们不要人家开了开放了，哎呀，我们也跟着去开放，因为各地的地区都不一样。
Well, because every area is different, so we don't have to just follow others' meetings and always be vigilant. Don't be negligent.
弟兄姊妹，我们所以也不要太担忧，也不要太害怕。为什么我们不担忧不害怕对着这个 virus？因为我们知道神是我们的依靠，对不对？不是依靠自己。
At the same time, we also don't have to be over afraid or being worrying too much because we know we do not depend on ourselves and God is our stay.
你去看诗篇第十八篇，大卫的诗篇，他怎么能够逃脱这个扫罗的逼迫，各种各样的加给他的患难嘛，对不对？十八篇。
If you read Psalm 18, how could David escape all the persecution, all the affliction imposed upon him by Saul? In Psalm 18, it says,
第十八节我特别注意，十八章的第十八节，他怎么讲的？大卫说，我遭遇灾难的日子，耶和华是我的依靠。他是我的盾牌，他是我的帮助，他要拯救我们，因为他喜悦我，对不对？
In verse, Psalm 18, verse 18, they confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support because he is pleased with me. We are really nothing. We simply cannot take any blow. Not to mention this pandemic. But it's just a flu, a cold. We cannot take it. The passage we just read in Isaiah 43 is exactly Psalm 23. Because when we go through the valley of shadow of death, I will not fear because you are with me. I will not suffer evil. I will fear no evil. And in Isaiah 43, we read that the Lord has created Jacob. He has formed Israel. He has redeemed Israel. He has called him by his name and saying that he is the Lord. So as he passes through the waters, and he will be with him, as he goes through the rivers, they shall not overflow him. As he goes through, walk through the fire, and you know, he shall not be burned. And all these are the miracles and the signs. So we thank the Lord. In the same token, we should not be afraid, because just as in the passage says, three times the Lord says, I will be with you. Just as Psalm 23 says that even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for his rod, his staff, they comfort me.
但是呢，我最后还有几分钟的时间，这个我们虽然不要大意，不要疏忽，我们也不要太害怕，对不对？也不要太担忧，最近有一篇文章非常好，我就很简单的提醒弟兄姊妹。
Now, we still have a few minutes left. Even though I said that we should not be negligent, we should not be afraid or fret, worry too much, but still, there is something I would like to share with you, an article I read in the very recent past.
我们说一不怕，我刚刚这个以赛亚书43章讲得很清楚嘛，对不对？因为他看我们 会珍贵呀，珍宝啊，因为他喜悦我们呢，他爱我们呢，所以若不是他允许，我们真的不需要太害怕。Just
as in Psalm 43, because we have been honored by the Lord and he loves us, unless it's allowed by the Lord, there is really nothing that we should be so afraid of.
所以最后呢， 我们不要因为太担忧太害怕，结果我们习惯了就在网络里面聚会，我想这是非常不正常的，这就是这篇文章要提醒我们的。
The article I will share with you is to remind us that our meeting now is abnormal. We might become so accustomed to it that, you know, we would forget the correct meeting place.
它的题目就是说要严防教会的网罗化。
The title of the article is Beware of the Church Being Virtualized.
这个它的意思就像希伯来书第十章，我其实四月份同你们交通的时候，我就用了希伯来书第十章第二十三节嘛，对不对？他说我们也要坚守我们所承认的指望，我们不至于动摇嘛，因为允许我们的是信实的嘛，所以你们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，不可停止聚会，好像那些停止官僚的人，对不对？我们倒要彼此什么劝勉，因为那日子临近，我们更应当如此。这里保罗已经提醒我们了，不要习惯了停止聚会。
Back in April, I used Hebrews 10:22 to remind all of us that 23 that we hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, because he who promised is faithful. And we should also consider one another to stir up love and good works. Even more so, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is a matter of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see that the day approaching.
所以这里讲到的聚会，就不要停止聚会。聚会就是一个正规的聚会，一个实体的聚会，不像现在，我们都是 come together， 我已经解释过了， come together， 我们今天都没有 come。都没有 together， 你们虽然有大概十几个人，对不对？我们也差不多了，但是这还不算是真的在那里开放的。
This coming together is the regular, the physical meeting. Your church has opened up. There are 10 plus people gathering physically there. As to our church, we have pretty much the same number of people.Meeting physically, but still, most of us do not come together.
这个，所以这个文章就是说了，教会本来就是很软弱的。这样一来呢，教会更软弱。本来教会就没有什么见证，今天的教会，这样一来呢，更没有见证，对不对？连聚会都没有了，哪里来还教会有什么见证呢？
The article reminds us that the church has been feeble and weak.Void of a testimony already, and today everything being virtual, where does the testimony come from? And also, the church has become even weaker.
这个我们通过网络，通过 Zoom， 我们进行主日学，这主的聚会也好，薄饼也好，查经也好，祷告会也好，这不过是一个权宜之计啊。他说权宜之计，就意思说。在不得已的情况底下，我们才这样的聚会的嘛，因为这是个 virus 的关系。
Through Zoom, through internet, that we conduct all our meetings in studying the Bible, listening to all the messages or breaking of blood, but the author reminds us all these are simply a stopgap measure. This is done.Out of a circumstance in which we have no choice.
他接下来说教会可以一直这样吗？他的答案是什么？绝对不可以的。
So he posed the question, can the church continue in this condition? And the answer is absolutely not.
不错了，这个他有讲到，教会这样的聚会啊，网络化的聚会啊，彼此属灵的交通呢。开始淡化了，这个肢体之间也停止了具体的那个真实的属灵的交通。
The author mentions that as the church is being virtualized, that the fellowship among brothers begins to fade, and this brotherly love this a true interaction has also become marginalized.
他说我们的心灵啊，我们的灵性啊，开始涣散了，涣散就是放松了，因为我们失去了平时候去教会啊，特别是主日的敬拜啊、擘饼啊、听到啊、彼此相爱、彼此相顾的这种属灵的气氛啊，现在都没有了。
Even this spiritual atmosphere where we could listen to the messages and love one another and breaking of bread have all been lost, and then our spirit simply becomes slack, and we simply become more and more relaxed.
这个网络的 Zoom 啊，这个这种聚会啊，把我们人们人呢、啊，那种追求这个天然的，追求那些安的这个舒适安逸的那一种这个天然的这种性情啊，培养的更加浓厚了，这是并不错的。
Now it is so true, as the author said, this meeting, virtual meetings on Zoom, on internet, has so cultivated our natural nature to pursue comfort and ease, and making it even more manifest and stronger.
他接下来讲这个实体的聚会同现在完全不一样，我们本来可以口唱心和的来赞美。他觉得的今天呢你可以不可以唱啊，我们只听见琴声，但是我们都用静音，大家都不可以可唱心和的。
In physical meetings, we could sing and make melodies in our heart, but today on Zoom, are you able to sing together with your heart resonating with what you're singing? No, we simply hear the sound of the piano online.
这个他又讲到了我们这个彼此的服侍啊，这是非常重要的一环呢、啊。不但叫教会能够被建造，我们个人也能够被建造，是说彼此的服侍嘛。现在这些东西都停止了，对不对？服侍实在是一个很重要的一个关键的，叫我们生命能够成长的。在服侍中间，我们总是有矛盾呐、啊，这个大家有意见呐、啊，大家有批评啊。这一些就是能够教我们经历这一些东西，教我们生命成长的，现在都没有了，这些不是都没有了嘛，对不对？
As to the services, yes, during the services that we would encounter contradiction and also strife, but it is through all this that Holy Spirit grows us, and now through these virtual meetings,We don't have any of these services because we don't see each other in physical meetings. And this is so very important link in edifying ourselves and also building up the church.
我们今天讲到也是一样，我今天讲到其实就是只是实话，我也看不到你们有什么反应，对不对？我们过去实体聚会的时候，还有一些弟兄姊妹在玩这个 iPad 啊，这个同人家还在那里交谈呢。现在我想有更多的人在那里分心的，一面听一面分心在做自己的事啊，做一些零碎的这个活啊，根本不要专心的听到，对不对？你就看到这都不是正常的。
As to preaching today, I am sharing online very much like I'm talking to myself because I cannot see your response. At the physical meetings, even though I'm preaching, I still could see that some people maybe are online on their iPad or talking to others, but now everything is conducted online, so I have no idea whether you areconcentrating on my sermons, or you're simply doing all kinds of miscellaneous things on the side.
我们今天也没有不也看不到饼，也看不到杯，对不对？这个不是真正实体的薄饼嘛？然后呢，我们也没有洗礼了啊，这个就是受洗啊， 也不可能进行的、啊、所以所有这些都是不正常的，我们就求主怜悯我们，早日的能够真正的完全的开放。
As to breaking the bread, we don't have the physical bread and also cup, and we cannot perform baptism either. So all these are simply abnormal. All we could ask the Lord is that He would have mercy upon us so that we could resume the regular meetings the sooner.
当然，但是我们还是说了，我们不要走在神的前面，我们也不要落在这个神的后面啊，我们向左向右都听见有声音说，这是正路，你们要行在其中啊。神有他的时间，我们就等候主，仰望主，依靠主。
With all these saying that we still cannot go before our Lord or lag behind Him, so we should just as the Bible says that whether we turn to the left or turn to the right, that we could hear the voice saying that this is the way, walk in Him, and we simply rely on our Lord's time schedule, and we continue to trust in Him, to hope in Him, and to believe in Him.
我想今天稍微时间过了一点，我想我们明年了，要到明年，差不多我明年同你们交通的时候，我们真是可以大家开放的实体的聚会啊，珍贵的聚会我们好好的祷告，为这个国家，为这个领袖为着我们自己的教会弟兄姊妹的安全平安，我们要注意自己的安全，也要注意别人的安全，对不对？感谢主，求主给我们智慧。
I am a little bit over time, and I won't see you all until next year. So we will continue to be careful for our own safety, for brothers and sisters' safety, and pray for the country and for the church. And may the Lord have mercy upon us until we see you next year.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
主啊，人的话讲到这里，愿是出于你的话，没有一句突然反悔。
Lord, man's words end here, but let the word that's from you be not a single one be void of power.
主啊，给我们信心，我们依靠主，仰望主。主啊，我们在一切患难中，耶和华是我们的依靠。
Lord, give us this faith, this confidence that lets us lift up our hearts to you. So in the midst of all the affliction, the Lord is our strength. Because the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear you and also who hope in your loving kindness.
主啊，你要救我们脱离一切的死亡。
Lord, you will deliver us from all death.
就是在一些患难灾情的中间，你仍然让我们能够存活。
Even in the midst of the pandemic affliction, you will make us live on.
主啊，你宝贝我们，你看重我们，因为你喜悦我们，是我们，是你拣选的，是你呼召的。
Because you love us, you treasure us.You take delight in us, for we are chosen, we are called by you.
主也给我们信心，让我们经过这个大而可怕的旷野，我们的魂能够得救，我们能够成圣，我们能够进到那个荣耀的里去，荣耀的盼望，训练我们快跑的跟随我们的主。
Lord, also give us this faith that even though we go through this great and terrible wilderness, that we will have this glorious hope that sustains us. In the end, our soul shall be saved. We shall be sanctified and enter into glory.
感谢主，当我们是信实的，你必定要成就这事。
We thank the Lord for who He has called us is faithful. He shall bring this to pass.
主，看顾这里的教会，看顾众教会。
Lord, watch over this church and all of your churches.
为着你的名，为着你名的荣耀。
For your name's sake, for its glory.
我们祷告祈求是因耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿们。
And we pray and ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.